you know, you had said, to hell with that, I have expectations for this team. It's not that I'm leery of turning on this team. Not for me, but I'm leery of everyone's been vibing on the Guardians. It's been the perfect regular season. It has. Like, City Connect uniforms were so popular. Like, I remember going to a game at the end of May, and they had just been released, and it was everywhere. It was a sea of new Guardians merch. I hadn't seen that kind of explosion in, like, new hats, new gear ever. Like, I mean, I can't remember the last time.
You think some of that is because it just said CLE on the front?
I think so. I think it's finally people had, like, it gave the team an identity that people could go to.
They're awesome uniforms.
And even the logo with a very seductive Guardian with seductive. Like, you know, because they look like they have, it looks like the robes are just, it like, you know, we're just seeing the top of the chest there. A little, just a peek. Like a nod, like a wink, not a leer, right? I see. So you go there, you go to the success. I mean, they drew 2 million fans for the first time in, what, 7 or 8 years. And, you know, just so much of the success, how much success they had early in the season. What a fun brand of baseball it was. Steven Vogt's, like, managerial style is about winning every game. And that's, you know, we got used to the Tito thing of Tito generally woke up in June. And that's not disrespectful. It was he believed in the, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint mentality. So there were so many things going into this that I don't want to put our outlook on a franchise, on a series, no matter if we think they should win or not. Like, some of this is, I don't want to see people turn on this team if they don't meet expectations that we never had when the season started.
So if we don't have expectations here, let's say they lose this series. Does it null and void the 161 that they played this year in the regular season? Does it take away the credit from what Steven did as a manager?
No. The devil's in the details, in fairness, but not for me. How about you?
For me, no. You know, when I look at this, what he did and what this group did in the regular season, outstanding. You know, and I would be extremely proud to say, go Guards. Now, going to the playoff side of it, you've got to continue that mojo, though. And this is, I guess, the one, you know, discredit to Major League Baseball right now is they earned the 2 seed. The Yankees earned the 1 seed. Now you're giving this team about 6 days off of rest when the team has been used to and accustomed to playing every day. It's nice to heal up, but you're also losing that mojo too.
Speaking of mojo, we got to get to ruining some mojo and killing the bit in a moment here. But Dick and Dayton giving us a call here, 216-474-0092. If you guys want to join in. Dick, welcome to the show.
Hey, Nick, how you doing? I enjoy your show. I was just thinking congratulations to the Guardians, but what you said yesterday as you were talking about the leadership on this team of the Cleveland Browns, and I'm thinking that maybe do you change? I don't like his play calling because I think we've put Watson in there, and what we need is to have when we're down there, you run the ball, but I'm just a little bit concerned because the offense, the running game isn't good till we get Nick Chubb back. And I just want to say the Cavaliers, I think, are going to go to the playoffs. So what do you think, Nick?
Well, you gave me a lot to ponder there, Dick. We appreciate you, buddy. I'm going to hang up so you can listen. We got hit with the old bait and switch by Dick there. To start with the Browns, no changes yet. To start with the Cavs, I'm very excited. Any take on any one of the 3 teams in town there, Jane?
Well, with the Cavs, I think it's going to be a very exciting season, you know, playing off of what they did last year and maybe going further, you know, than expectations there. Going back to the Browns, you know, we're going to have a lot to talk about the Browns today for sure, you know, playing into this weekend against the Commanders. But getting back to the Guardians, you know, right now, this is a team that the city is going to lean on and hopefully see something play out where we can see them play late into October.
All right. Now, if there's one caller that can save the show, it's our buddy Jim in Strongsville. What's up, buddy?
Nick, my man, you do a lot of dancing. They made the exact opposite argument for the Guardians when they were struggling and it was coming towards the playoffs. And you made the argument, well, expectations change. It doesn't matter that you did that they didn't have any expectations at the beginning of the year. Now is now, and the expectations are different. Why make the same argument now? Yeah, the expectations are they should go out and beat the Tigers. I get it, the Tigers are hot. You finished ahead of them in the division. You withstood their run. The Yankees, all bets are off for the if they get that far and play the Yankees. But my expectation is that, yes, they are going to win a series against the division foe that they won the division for, because that's what the expectation is now. It doesn't mean I'm going to think that the year was a failure, but I'm certainly going to be awful salty if they lose.
So here's the thing. I'm just against weaponizing expectations, which I've seen too much. Like last year at 11-6, and some of this is different quarterback, but like nobody was getting ready for the Browns this season because everybody was wait-and-see mode because it was like, well, let's see if they can finish that up. I think too often in this town recently, when somebody fails to meet expectations, we demonize them. I don't want to demonize this team. I want to enjoy this team, even if I agree with. By the way, my personal expectations are the Guardians should win this series, but I just don't want to bang that drum because sometimes it turns into crap on the Guardians.
Nick, I don't think – you know the people who weaponize this stuff? The people who already had an axe to grind. The people who already can't wait to jump and pounce on the Dolans, they'll be there to weaponize it. The people that hate Deshaun Watson and can't wait to get rid of him, they're going to weaponize that. There's a group of people that I don't care what you do, they've got an agenda, and they're going to weaponize no matter what because in their mind, they were right, and they're going to be, that's what they're going to say. So, they can't wait to tell you how right they were.
Jim, appreciate you, buddy. Good stuff.
Thanks, boys.
Jim in Strongsville there, 216-474-0092. I don't think we're going to get to the ESPN sound there. So real quick here, we're going to go and try and get Thomas in here. Thomas and Shaker, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Nick, real quick, I just want to say the expectation for the Guardians is completely one of World Series a bust because they've been in the playoffs multiple times over the last 10 years. If they do not win a World Series, it is a wasted season. Also, I do not want to lose to Detroit because it's Detroit. I just don't want to lose to Detroit. It's Detroit.
Why are you saying Detroit like that?
Because it's Detroit, man. You don't lose to Detroit, man. This is like a inner city rivalry. It's like, you know, which hood is better or whatever. You know, you don't want to lose to Detroit.
It's not. I understand your point. You've got a salient take here. You're saying it like Detroit. Like there's like it's like a flare on the end of Detroit.
Yeah, it's Detroit, man. You don't like, you know, it's a cross-town rivals, man. You're like, you don't lose to Detroit. You don't lose to Pittsburgh. You don't lose to Detroit.
It's like Yanny versus Laurel. You're saying it like three different ways. You're like wrinkling my brain right now, Thomas. We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much. It wasn't just me, right? We all heard him say Detroit three different ways. At the beginning, he was saying Detroit.
I thought he was losing the D on it, and he was just basically saying Detroit.
You never want to lose the D on it. 216-474-0092. It was there. I took it. I'm not proud of it, but here we are. A big loss for the Browns ahead of the Commanders game. That's next on 92.3 The Fan. Detroit!